Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been watching Christmas movies, and I want to talk about Christmas bonuses right now, because it's not the European Vacation, it was the Chevy Chase National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was on. And so that movie was done in, what, the late 80s? And I guess the character Chevy Chase plays, I keep forgetting his name, oh my gosh, how do I forget the vacation names. Anyway, he is expecting a Christmas bonus, and he makes a down payment on a pool. A pool based on his Christmas bonus. And I mean, you're talking about in the 80s, late 80s. And I'm thinking to myself, how much of a Christmas bonus is he getting? I've never received Christmas bonuses. When you work as a doctor, or, you know, you work in a restaurant and you might get holiday pay, like time and a half, but I didn't as a resident. When I ran my own office, no, because I'm my own employer. I don't necessarily, you know, pay myself extra for looking at patients' labs, and so I never received something that would have been to the degree of thousands of dollars that, you know, people would get for holiday bonuses. And I'm wondering, nobody talks about this, and I get it. As a small business owner, you're probably like, oh gosh, please don't tell me I have to spend any more money than I'm spending. And I'm just curious, are Christmas bonuses going away? What is the average Christmas bonus? Well, what it used to be, and I've looked this up, there's multiple different recommendations. One is 1 week's salary. So whatever your salary is, you get a week of it. And that would be your Christmas bonus. Now, that's difficult to do if your salary has been base and most of your income are tips. Others say 2-5% of your annual salary. That is supposed to be a Christmas bonus. Others, they'll just give every employee a flat amount. This way nobody can say, oh, you're giving somebody more than somebody else. Well, we're giving them more because they make more salary. Well, yeah, now it's a double whammy. So some employers will just give everybody $1,000, everybody $5,000. I haven't heard of that recently unless you're probably, you know, in a fancy corporation. Some might only get some gift cards. Some might only be taken out for lunch. So here's my question to you all. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What was your Christmas bonus? Or are you not getting a Christmas bonus? Or are Christmas bonuses not practical in this day and age when employers can barely afford to pay their staff? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you do a Christmas bonus and you're an employer, you still have to pay taxes on that. So you run it through the payroll, and so if they think they're getting a grand for Christmas and they're in a 25% tax bracket, 25% of that is already going to taxes, not to mention you're already paying Social Security and FICA. And so, this is an article written in 2022. What is considered a good Christmas bonus? And they say the average Christmas bonus in America is $1,900. Did you get $1,900 for Christmas? That could level a business. Now, why did we have the Christmas bonus? Well, because employers wanted to, at the end of the year, show their gratitude to their staff rather than getting people presents and trying to figure out, well, what can I give them that won't insult them? What do they need? The average employee needs money. Just give me cash. And so Christmas bonus was to allow an employee to make sure they had enough money to feed their family, do a nice Christmas dinner, buy presents for the family, and it bonded the employer and the employee because part of their Christmas was thanks to the boss. And actually, Christmas bonuses were kind of had a more selfish origin in terms of longevity. You know, if you are going to make your bonuses only at the end of the year, you're going to have to stick it out to the end of the year. You're not going to quit in October or November. It almost guaranteed that that person would be still working at least through the end of the year and through the busy holiday season. Because most retailers, this is their busy holiday season. So they want to make sure they at least got you for the holiday. And then many Christmas bonuses will be given on Christmas Eve. So then they knew that they had that employee. Now, also, it does bond, as I said, the employer and the employee. If you are going to, you know, have a better Christmas because you're getting extra money on top of your salary, you tend to like that employer more. Do you have to buy your employer gifts for the holiday? I would. I did, but you don't necessarily have to. I think employers do like a token of appreciation, but it's a little tricky because, you know, you don't want somebody sucking up going, you know what, boss, for your gift, I'm going to take you to a super fancy dinner. Well, if the other people can't do that, now that person is sucking up. And so most employers will say, don't get me anything because they don't want to be in the position where they're looking like they're, you know, giving jobs or promotions to people that are bribing them. But I think there are ways where you could show your appreciation. You know, gift cards, a basket, bake them a pie. Maybe give them something for their kids, you know, or their pets. Look, I know you have a puppy. I know you're not accepting gifts, but I want to give you this little, you know, puppy tree that has little toys for your puppy. That kind of stuff. But Christmas bonuses, if the average Christmas bonus is $1,900 a year, I don't see companies being able to keep up with that. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, the elephant in the room. I really hate that term, but it's something that I think we all understand. Elephant in the room means there's something in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. We all see it. We all know it's there. We have to talk about it, but nobody does. And what is the elephant in the room when it comes to kids and their school and theft and crime? Well, one thing I think a lot of people want to talk about and they don't know how is, should we be bringing back the butt whoopings? Now, I am, as a physician, not endorsing butt whoopings. No. Right? My parents used belts and all. I have hideous memories of my childhood, and I don't ever want to see anybody go through, you know, beatings and spankings, and corporal punishment has been, you know, I think collectively ruled out as an effective form of punishment. But, big but, what we probably need to have a very honest conversation about is how do you get kids to understand that there's some pretty bad consequences if you do crime or theft or blow off school. How we had it handled in our childhoods was it didn't matter what the principal thought. It didn't matter what an employer thought. You were more scared of your mama and your father or even your big brother. You were so scared of what would happen, right? If your family didn't like your grades or you got caught not going to school, that you ended up, you know, for the most part, doing the right thing. So how do you find a balance between having that internal, okay, things aren't going to be good, and I'm not saying from a parent standpoint, it could be from a life or society standpoint, how do you get that balance without being fearful, without there being abuse or corporal punishment? These hijackings, apparently there's a bunch of hijackings that have been going on in D.C. Well, 10 teens have been charged for the string of carjackings. Two teens are being charged as an adult. They're responsible for at least 15 vehicle thefts. Victims were held at gunpoint. According to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matt Graves, said in a news conference and being reported by ABC News. The charges represent the largest federal carjacking arrest in D.C. And the teenagers allegedly had a group chat discussing some of the carjackings covered by these indictments. And one defendant wrote GTAIRL. Meaning Grand Theft Auto in real life. Now, the average teen should understand that Grand Theft Auto, GTA, is a game. A very unrealistic game. If you've ever played GTA, you get to drive a car indiscriminately, hit people on the side of the road. You get to do it in L.A. or there's different cities. And they try to make the cities resemble the cities that they're pretending to be in. There's strippers, but there's not a lot of nudity, I don't think, with the strippers. It's obviously make-believe, for crying out loud. Because you can't just drive on the sidewalk, hit walls indiscriminately. Excuse me. So the average teenager should understand that. But carjackings have skyrocketed just in D.C. alone. 937 in this year alone. 77% involved guns. Only 167 people have been arrested, though. But of those people arrested, more than half were juveniles. One of the teens charged on Monday allegedly shot a rideshare driver multiple times while trying to steal their car. The victim actually survived. Miracle. One of the groups of teens that have been charged is suspected of working together with target victims, ranging from a dentist who is on his way to work to a mother with her small children in the car in front of an elementary school, an elderly couple pulling into their driveway. Nobody should be doing this, but kids? What's making kids not think that there's anything wrong with this behavior? Now, is it that it's gang orchestrated, and that if somebody doesn't do it, they fear, you know, they're more fearful of the gang than the consequences or the parents? But when we look at school and truancy and lack of attendance and kids giving their teachers the middle finger and people not showing up to work, and you know, when you look at all of that, you see, for me, and maybe it's because I really was afraid of my parents, which I never want that replicated for anybody, but or emulated, but for me, I took the path of least resistance. And getting in trouble was a lot of resistance. So for me, it was, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to make the boss happy, want to make my teachers happy, want to make my parents happy, and I could get through life unscathed. That's not what's happening. Is it because kids feel their parents aren't going to be happy anyway? They're going to beat them anyway. Is it that they don't have parents at the house or at the home? Is it that they only see their dad once a week if they have a dad? Or likewise with mom? Is it that they're not able to come up with a picture? When I was younger, and when I would fantasize about what it would be like to be an adult, I thought I would have a Jeep. I really wanted a Jeep. I ended up having a Jeep later in life. I wanted two dogs or a dog and a cat. I wanted two boys. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a house. I wanted to be in show business. And I wanted to be a doctor. Really, when I was a kid. Now, I wanted to be Miss America, and I wanted to be in the movies, but I came pretty damn close to getting my dream. And as far as I'm concerned, I hit my dream. I'm so grateful. Do I have the money I always wanted? No. But that doesn't matter. I had a picture in my head, and I was able to get to that picture. Maybe that's what these kids are missing. They just don't have a picture of what their life is going to be like. They see their parents. You know, when you fantasize about having a career, you know, architecture, I'm going to be in big buildings, and I'm going to be at work sites, and I'm going to be on skyscrapers. If their family is working from home on a computer, that's not very exciting. Same thing with medicine. Medicine, very fascinating. What do my kids see me now do? I'm doing telemedicine on a computer. So these kids, they don't want to imagine an adulthood where they're sitting on a computer. You know, that, or they're not going to get a job, or they're not going to make money, or they're going to be discriminated against. Or who knows? But I think we should really talk to these kids and understand that they don't think like we did or we currently do. They might be looking at life as, look, we're not going to be on this earth long. Someone's going to give me a gummy bear laced with fentanyl and I could overdose and die. So I better enjoy what I have now, enjoy the money I have now, get it any way I can. I'll be out of jail. I don't fear jail. For me, I feared, ever going to jail. I feared if I went to jail, I'd never get a job. I feared my parents, they'd beat the crap out of me. And I feared I wouldn't be able to get married later, and I would be stuck in jail for years. So I never considered breaking the law. That it's different now. You can serve time. That, you know, and I'm not saying that's bad. We want people to be able to, if they did make a mistake, overcome, rehabilitate, get jobs, enjoy their life, go on with their life. But when you see the things that some of these kids are doing, and they, and you know, I don't want to say it's all drugs. I think collectively there's a different attitude kids have. And, you know, not having structure, not fearing the consequences of going to jail or not getting a degree or not being able to get a job. If the average kid sees their parents are fine not having a job because they get welfare, they're not going to have that fear of, oh, no, I might not be able to get a job later. These are things we need to think about. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs while at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland yesterday. The president announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn that order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing court staff publicly. The Biden administration urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks to spare civilian lives. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Biden administration said that it had identified 48 drugs in the Medicare program whose prices rose quicker than inflation during the fourth quarter of the year. And they may require those companies that make those drugs to pay rebates. Now, this is a part of the Inflation Reduction Act. It includes a provision to penalize drug makers who work with Medicare. It's the program that we use for those over 65 or those who have a disability. And the 48 drugs fell under Medicare Part D, which covers treatments administered at a healthcare facility. So let's say you had a, I think, chemotherapy or a renal drug. These are the drugs that it's talking. They're talking about. They said the 48 drugs, we don't have the list of those. And I'm kind of confused that this was mentioned yesterday, because there was an article we spoke about back in March where there were 48 drugs, Part B prescription drugs that were higher than the, yeah. So so drug companies won't have to pay the rebates until 2025. But starting this year, the 20% coinsurance that consumers are charged began to be calculated based on what the price would have been if there wasn't a price increase, or that the price increase was held to the inflation rate. Each quarter, CMS, Centers for Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services, will issue a new list of drugs that will be subject to the rebates based on the rate of inflation. Now, the 48 drugs are either chemotherapy medications for cancer, or address the issues after chemo, organ transplants, chronic kidney disease medication. So I don't have the names of them. But Part D medications that you usually can get a drug benefit, there's coupons for, and Part D, oftentimes we need a Medicare Advantage plan to help cover them. Some of them may also be subject to rebate. So according to CMS, Medicare enrollees who need one of the 48 Part B drugs identified could save anywhere between $1 and $2,700 per average dose of these medications. Now, this has been going on all year, and I remember seeing something about it, but apparently Reuters is talking about it today. And they said that the president, in remarks at the National Institutes of Health, said big pharmaceutical companies in the year before the law was passed jacked up prices four times faster than inflation went up. They said they're ripping off Medicare, they're ripping off the American people. They said, we're going to save taxpayer money and discourage companies from raising prices in the first place. They said the White House is eager to emphasize the benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act by bringing down drug prices ahead of the 2024 election. Now, overall, they say there's been 64 drugs that increased faster than inflation over the last four quarters. So what the Inflation Reduction Act wants to do, which, by the way, I still haven't seen the inflation reduce. Okay, things are still as expensive as hell. But it aims to save $25 billion annually by 2031 by requiring drug makers to negotiate the prices of selective expensive drugs with the U.S. Medicare and Medicaid services. So they're going to create guidelines on how they would then get patents for medications developed with government funding. And because the patents is part of the reason why these medications are so expensive. So when a drug company spends millions and millions to make a drug, to test it, to make it, to manufacture it, there's not a lot of incentive to spend those millions, not to mention take on liability, unless you think you're going to get profits on the drug. And you make money when you could sell your drug. But once a drug goes generic, you don't necessarily then get to keep the customers. So Z-Pak, when that was still covered by patent, Pfizer was able to make money on Z-Paks, because if you wanted a Z-Pak, it was a Pfizer brand Z-Pak. Once it goes generic, now it's azithromycin, and multiple generic companies could sell it. So when somebody goes, I need a Z-Pak, and now pharmacies have to always offer the generic first, unless a doctor specifies not generic, now the average person getting a Z-Pak doesn't pay Pfizer. They are paying for a generic, cheaper alternative. Same thing with Lipitor. Now it's the average person doesn't take Lipitor, they take Atorvastatin, the generic version. So what these pharmaceutical companies need is that patent to be long enough and last long enough for them to make their money back and then some. And I'm not saying this to feel sorry for them or, you know, want to strive up sympathy. You just need to know how things work. And these patents, depending on the years and depending on when the drug can be on the market, sometimes these pharmaceutical companies only have a couple years. Even though you would think a patent would be 7 years or 10 years, because they have to patent the medication before and protect it, before they start going through all the trials, etc., if it takes years for the FDA to approve it and for the trials to go through, you're losing years off that patent. You know, because some people are like, wow, that medicine just came out and now it's generic? Well, you know, if the patent was held for a long time and it took that long to get the medication, approved. So if we want pharmaceutical companies to make the drugs, right, then the pharmaceutical companies have to make some sort of profit. That does not mean they should skyrocket and jack up the prices. It doesn't mean they should screw people over. But if a pharmacist, the truth of the matter is, if a pharmaceutical company does not make the profit they want to make, they won't make the drug. If a pharmaceutical company is going to be sued and blamed for the opioid epidemic, they're not going to make a pain medication drug. If a pharmaceutical company is not going to benefit, there is no incentive for them to make the drug. So Medicare, Medicare has to understand that. But they also have to understand that the average person cannot pay $2,600 for a medication. And these insurance companies don't want to pay for it, and we don't have enough funds in Medicare to pay for these drugs. So, yes, it is going to take some negotiation, and I support that. I think there should be negotiation. There should be an understanding of the situation. You know, but if a pharmaceutical company is told, sorry, you're not going to get to charge what you want, you have to only charge $5, and that prescription was way more, the pharmaceutical company's like, we're just not going to make anymore. It's too expensive to make the drug. You know, somebody asked, are these drug shortages because these companies are not making the money on the drugs, so why should they make it? A lot of generic drugs are in short supply. I told you what I think the drug shortage problem is there's more people needing the medications and we can pump them out. And a lot of people are asking for medications online, and so you don't have as much discerning exams and histories and able to figure out if somebody is getting an antibiotic that doesn't need one. So I think there's been a very high demand that outpaces supply. But, yeah, if a company doesn't, it is a concern. If a company doesn't make money on the drug, why should they make it? They're not going to take a loss. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So unvaccinated migrants allegedly have fueled a dramatic spike in chickenpox cases in Chicago. And this has drawn some concern from public health officials. And I'll tell you guys what I think is going on and what you need to do. But the chickenpox should not come back. And you should not get chickenpox if you had chickenpox yourself. If you've been vaccinated, the vaccine should cover you. It's a pretty good vaccine. But we are, and I have seen some cases of people who have been vaccinated get chickenpox. Still, it's mild, which is nice, because I don't know if you've ever had rip-roaring chickenpox. That stinks, especially when you're an adult. But if we have an individual who has chickenpox for the first time, and they have chickenpox, as long as you're vaccinated, you're pretty protected. Chickenpox is not like COVID. You get chickenpox, it's your own chickenpox. Your chickenpox will then quiesce, but the virus may still stay with you and go dormant. And it may come out later as shingles. Shingles is adult chickenpox, but because the virus hides out in a dermatome, one of the nerves coming off your spinal cord, it'll only be on one side of the body. So when shingles does come out, you get these very painful blisters on only one side of the body. You shouldn't get it on both sides of the body. Sometimes you might not see the blisters. You might have severe pain. I had one patient who went to the ER because she had horrible abdominal and back pain. It was so bad she thought it was a kidney stone. So they CAT scanned her. They did blood tests. They couldn't find what's wrong with her. So she calls me up on telemedicine, and she goes, it just hurts, and my skin hurts. And I go, do you have a rash? This could be shingles. And she actually ended up developing a rash, and she had shingles. I think any time you have severe abdominal pain or chest pain or head pain, yes, you should get it checked out, because I don't want you diagnosing yourself with shingles when you don't have the rash. But sometimes the pain could come on, and you don't necessarily see the rash for a few days. So a question I get is, if you do have migrants that could be carrying chickenpox, can they give you shingles? No, they can't. Shingles is on you. Shingles comes from your own chickenpox virus that decides to wake up. So what could wake up the chickenpox virus? Stress. Also another virus. I think COVID can wake up shingles. I think COVID can wake up cold sores. So I've been seeing that. I also think COVID could cause hiccups. I'm getting a lot of people with hiccups, so I want to talk about that a little bit later. So these unvaccinated migrants, I'm more worried about migrants bringing tuberculosis, because we are not vaccinated for tuberculosis, and we are not prepared for a multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis epidemic. So I'm more nervous about tuberculosis and chickenpox. But still, chickenpox is serious. So what's going on in Chicago, being reported by Newsweek, is there were 400 cases of chickenpox that have been identified so far this year. The past 4 weeks has had an increase in cases. This is according to a health alert released by the Chicago Department of Public Health. From 2005 to 2022, the city only had 53 cases. So when you look at 17 years compared to this year alone, yeah, it's probably because we have individuals not vaccinated. As I said yesterday, they don't have the robust health care and prevention and the vaccine protocol that the U.S. kids do. So we will have people that could come in and get sick. The problem is an adult chickenpox or an older child chickenpox can be very severe. They might need to be hospitalized. We don't have enough hospital beds for everybody, let alone migrants. It's a lot. We need more infrastructure. So many officials say they lack the resources to cope with the increase in the in all the needs that these migrants need. In Chicago, 25,000 migrants have arrived since August 31st, 2022. So what does this mean? Well, whether it's chickenpox, whether it's cholera, whether it's hepatitis, it shows that individuals from other countries do not have the same, you know, when we have our vaccination protocols and we have our public health policies, we think we're getting everybody. Not that I approve of some of the public health policies, such as the vaccine mandate. I thought that was ridiculous when it came to the COVID vaccine mandate. But before we lost control of the border and had such a lackadaisical attitude about the border, we used to screen people medically very thoroughly. And Ellis Island was a good example of, you know, having a very structured protocol for who gets in and who doesn't. And if we don't believe somebody was healthy enough or would get sick and weigh in on our resources, they wouldn't come in. Now, I'm glad we have progressed to where we'll help you, but are we equipped to help everybody? Now, just because somebody hasn't been vaccinated for chickenpox doesn't mean they shouldn't come to the country. But if they have tuberculosis, we need to rethink them crossing the border. Tuberculosis can spread like wildfire. If they have hepatitis, if they have other infectious diseases. Now, if we do have a large population of unvaccinated people, yes, people coming in with chickenpox could give them chickenpox and we could have our own epidemic and it could be serious. But most Americans have received the vaccine. We've, I think, had the chickenpox vaccine since the mid-90s. So, you know, we also want the migrants. What we want, you know, in a perfect world, all right, and this is what my family did, is when they were fortunate enough to come to America 20 years after they wanted to, when they were fortunate to be able to finally get to America, they learned the language, they took the classes, became citizens, they worked and paid taxes. So we want individuals that do. We want immigrants. That's what, you know, I'm a daughter of an immigrant. We all, maybe not first generation, but multiple generations. You know, we're all Americans now, but we came from immigrants. So America is built on you coming to this country, you assimilating, being a part of us, we'll accept your culture, you accept ours, we'll all live in harmony. But we want the immigrants to come and work. During the Ellis Island days, you could not come if you couldn't work or if you didn't have a family to sponsor you. Because we didn't really have a very established public welfare system for immigrants. Now we're like, oh, that's okay. Just apply like you're American and you'll get money. Or we just have extra money for you. So we want people to come to this country that are healthy and can work. Coming into the country and then having your chickenpox outbreak and then the sequela from that doesn't allow you to immediately go and, you know, hit the pavement and, you know, hit the ground running. So also schools. We have we did have herd immunity with chickenpox because we had enough people vaccinated that those who couldn't be vaccinated, you know, we don't really see a lot of chickenpox these days. So unfortunately, we could have some vulnerable kids, which means now the Chicago Department of Public Health has to notify the schools so they're aware. So we need to do a much better job of screening. We need to do a much better job of getting people medical care. But we also need to do a much better job of slowing down what's happening at the border because we just don't have the funds and we just don't have the infrastructure. And this is a sign. Cities are overwhelmed. The border's overwhelmed. There's epidemics, little outbreaks. We got to get that. We got to do a better job. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.